Okay, we're now in conversation mode.
Me too.
For starters, thank you all for joining us this evening. This has been Leonie and I really have a lot of fun giving these teleconferences because there's a lot of good information. We're really excited about it, and we are really, as some of my British friends say, chuffed to be able to share this with you and to talk to you and the people that we've met doing the Stellar Codes, the people who are taking the book, have just been so incredible, and we're so blessed to have met them. So we're hoping we've got new friends here this evening, but let me stop babbling on aimlessly and ask, does anybody have a question?
Can I give a statement?
Sure.
Well, if you haven't figured out the voice by now...
Oh, you're completely unknown to us, Michelle.
You guys are fantastic. Tonight, I was moved beyond words. And it's good that you have mute on while you guys talk, which is good. It's an amazing process. I've been with you folks now since the beginning that you introduced the Stellar Codes. I'm one of the blessed ones that has been walking this path. It is something you put work into, but the rewards are phenomenal.
You've been with us since we opened this up at Cyrus, and it's been such a blessing to work with you, Michelle.
Ah, Christopher and Leonie, you have no idea. You've really helped along that path of enlightenment. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it does require work. I've been working on myself diligently for 2 years. Only two. I've been holistically balancing myself in a fog for probably 27. But, you know, cut to the chase, I'm at least on a path. And I encourage everybody to look for something that resonates with them. You've got a lot of experience with these two. They are blessed souls that I have been having the pleasure of dealing with one-on-one for some time. You know, and I give you both a huge hug tonight for what you've gone through in the last 24 hours. And still pulling off one of the most impressive teleconferences I've ever had the pleasure participating in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Don't make me cry again, woman. Because I will.
I know. You know, and I'll tell you, as I stand here listening to you guys, I just let the words wash over and the process that's coming next. And in somebody else's handwriting, I've got a lot of notes. One of these days, I'll scan this piece of paper for you. I do shake quite a bit looking at it because there's stuff written on here in a handwriting that's not mine. It's a lot more jagged than mine. Now, granted, I am definitely shaken by the way you guys presented this evening, but it's powerful stuff. It's powerful energy, and it's going to create powerful things.
Well, we know you've got your scanner working now, so scan it and send it to us.
Yeah,
we'll
amen
look.
And hallelujah. Please let me know when you want your business cards loaded. But anyway, that's another side trip. We won't go there.
All right. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Good evening.
The new members that are coming through, people I know that I was hoping were going to tune in tonight, I highly encourage you to take a look at the next phase. And again, this is a process that doesn't require a start and a finish point. It's in a process that involves every point. And we are on the next, so you're going to have a lot of fun with this. Go ahead. I'm going to get quiet so you guys can talk to some new ones, and I love you guys.
Good evening.
What is the question?
Good evening.
This is John Kirkwood, and
okay.
I have a question. The sun and our planets and our planetary system is entering into a belt of dust and energy and particles that extends out through our galaxy. And I'm wondering if you can shed any light on this. And
excuse me. Continue, please.
Yes. If perhaps you know the season which is in the ascendancy. In other words, which part of our Earth orbit is going into this cloud first? I'll be quiet and let you comment.
All right. This is the process that will happen on a Pleiades. On a Pleiades constellation, there will be we're going to access this set of information. Specifically, is the what you're referring to is the Fulton Belt from the around the sun, which is the central sun of this cosmos, known to us as Alcyon, is the central sun. And the Alcyon is one of the seven Pleiades. Actually, there are 500 suns in the Pleiades constellation.
But the,
and we do have, we do have a lot of material about the Pleiades and the Pleiadian Codex over the website. But what you're talking about is the transformation that the Mayans refer on the end of this period of this Mamatara, this period of evolution of man on Earth, on as Earth is traveling, because we have this image that Earth is just traveling around the sun and the solar system, but we lose sometimes the perspective that our solar system is also gravitating around major other major stars. And so what the Mayans said is that basically we are gravitating along to enter the path of the photon belt in the Alcyon. But the problem is our science right now doesn't know what the effects are of a photon belt acting upon the 3D material that we have, including our physical bodies. What can happen, you know, in the long term? What the Mayans said and what the Israel's wisdom said, that when this period comes, it will be 1,000 years without nights, because we'll be so much light that even, you know, we're not going to have nights anymore. That's one of the things. And there will be no shadows. Shadows will stop to exist, which is another, you know, talking about shadows, we can have an entire conference just talking about shadows and the significance of shadows in our world, metaphysically. But what you know, this what you're referring to is the process of Alcyon. We don't know what can happen to us if we can be transcendent, if Earth will be destroyed as we know Earth 3D, and that's the process of ascension to acquiring a 5D body. This is it's something that we don't know. What we know for a fact is that this process is bound to happen. It's not the first time that happened before. It's said Angelus Wisdom talk about this, even though most of those registries that make the calculation were destroyed in the 4th century and was inside of what you call the Alexandria Library. So what we have now is just this calendar and the prophecy that's said about it. But this is basically one of the Stellar Code Alcyon when we go to the preparation for the Festival of Wesak on the Stellar Code that we're going to talk next with Aries and Taurus together.
Yeah, we will be getting into Alcyon a little bit later in the year specifically for this. But let me make a quick note on the Mayan prophecy here. When the Mayans talked about the end of the age, you know, in 2012, you know, there's a lot of fear mongering going out there that, you know, we're doomed, the world is going to end, the alien spaceship is outside of Pluto, they're going to arrive in 2012 and eat us. And my personal view is that that's all crap. What the Mayans talked about is the end of an age. Now, at the end of an age, what happens next? You have the beginning of the next age. Now, as we reach this photon belt and we go on, my beliefs, based on my studies, is the fact that, you know, we're right now in the process of raising our vibration. We're starting to become more self-realized beings. We're moving from the 3D reality that everyone talks about to a 5D. Now, understand there's still, you know, a physical reality here. We're not all of a sudden going to become beings of light. But what we're able to do is we're able to operate on more than one level. And that's the 5D level as well as the 3D level. And so what we're talking about with the end of an age, it may simply be the end of the age of strictly being three-dimensional beings and entering in an age where we become more enlightened beings, have a more enlightened society, and are able to access the higher vibrations and the other planes of existence that exist. So that's my take on what's going on as far as the actual physical, what's going to happen when we hit the belt. I think I think that's what's going to happen. That's going to it's a metaphysical and physical phenomenon that'll help us, will grow spiritually. But we still need to do the work in order to be able to access the energy.
Otherwise, we go to be relocated to some place where our level of vibration is more according to what we have, you know, and continue our reality till we reach a point that we can join again on this path of 5D. But I think the most important question here is, we really don't know what can happen. We really don't. But if we do a process, if we continue the process of expanding our consciousness and purifying the elements that keep us attached to certain outcomes, you know, we can co-create this reality. You know, I believe that 2012 will be what we project. If we continue projecting fear-mongering, or projecting, you know, destruction, or projecting that everybody's going to go hungry, and the internet will disappear, and the aliens will come, and eat us.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
Though they, you know, they're going to.
Well, maybe not the alien part.
But you know, if they're going to come and just, you know, I personally think if the aliens wanted to eat us, they would have come already.
Yeah, that's the question.
They were put less, but.
They talk about that in the Twilight Zone issue. But I hope that's answered that question.
May I ask a question, please?
Sure.
Yes, please.
This is Buddy from Mississippi.
Hi, Buddy.
I'm blessed and got much favor. I'm having a blast. You guys are wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
There's a way of being, and it's happening, and it's being what we say we are. We are being what we say we are. And
yes.
Within that, we are actually speaking life to our cells and our DNA. And I'm speaking that I am becoming that of a 21-year-old elite Olympic athlete, specializing in decathlons and triathlons. Now, why do I say that? I say that because I come from a place where I was so polluted with these toxins that you speak of that I was super aged. I was getting old, and I was unhealthy. Now I have reverted this into what I say I am. I am of the I am. I am I say I am. And
exactly.
I'm teaching this as a simplistic way of understanding that the photons, yes, they're coming from the central sun, but greater than that, the photons are coming from the center of our atoms. And our atoms are awakening within this body temple. And they are communicating with the mitochondria, and I put a chief over the mitochondria, and now I speak with Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and Metatron through the chief to speak to the trillions of mitochondria to change their blueprint with these new photons coming from the codons of love and light, with speaking with the recognition of the I am. I say I am. I am becoming that of a 21-year-old elite Olympic athlete, and I am.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Fantastic.
That's a great outlook and a great mindset, and a great interpretation of how we can change ourselves through our energy.
You can either sit around and say you're broke, busted, sick, and disgusted, and guess what you're going to get from the universe? Every reason to be broke, busted, sick, and disgusted.
I changed the whole paradigm
by actually understanding that it's a thinking thing. And when I woke up 7 years ago, I was letting the wrong mind create my reality. And that was the egoic view of what I was. Now I know that there is a connection with my higher self and with everything I've ever seen. So see, 9/11 and the inside job and the in you know, New World Order, that's me. I have to fix that within me or it will not fix in the world. And the reflection is the collective consciousness awakening in Egypt. That is so significant. That's the East meeting the West.
And what is more significant is after Mass, people went to the streets and cleaned. They washed the conflict with water and prayers.
Yes. And they got love in their heart, and they got no malice. And
exactly.
They know they're one with everyone, and they know that the very essence of what God is in the stars and the sun, and no one had to teach them. It's the process of awakening in the collective, and it happens when you push that trigger within you. You are it. If I'm on the outside of you, I'm in the illusion of the reality
exactly.
that I even matter. So we have to teach this by extending it, and it's just so simple. It's love. It's love of yourself, and it's love of your understanding.
It does require
by work. You know
require,
that's not just, it's not easy to change a mindset.
Yeah, you can't just think.
No,
I
had to go through Armageddon to do mine, and I know other people have to go through their Armageddon. But
yes, exactly. And that's what we call, you know, facing the dweller of the threshold is, you know, your personal demons. And they have to be defeated before you continue the process of, you know, towards your path, you know, your stellar path.
Yeah.
And but you see, what you said is very interesting because there is a big truth on this, which is the universe is a machine of intent and desires. And operates by the law of seed. It will give you back. And you can see the law of seed here. You plant one seed in the ground, a tomato seed, a little tiny thing, and you're going to have an entire plant that gives you more and more fruits. It's the universe operates by the law of seed. Plant what you want to ripe, you know, to harvest.
Yes.
And if you give bad thoughts, and I think that's the bad thing, I am, you know, I am truly disgusted with a big part of the spiritual community and the light working community because they say, oh, you have to get rid of fear, but be careful because of this. They're going to destroy you. You're going to do this. No, they're not. They make God look like stupid. You stupid idiot.
Well,
would you say
that the light is the dark and the ultimate reality is there is only light?
Well, the ultimate reality, what we call is, you know, if you can think about the darkness, and in the Bible it says that God took the light out of the darkness. The darkness is what's not manifested yet. But the light came in is because the universe became transparent. The light over the darkness, if you go and put this in scientific terms, it went to Big Bang. It was a fog of particles.
Of hydrogen.
And hydrogen. That was the darkness. Nothing was, you know, radiating energy. But with time and with the energy of the other, you know, and the incredible...
The will of God.
The will of God through
stars
his...
Stars and universes.
And our angels, archangels, and all the beings of love and light with Christ consciousness, they, you know, made the universe transparent. So the light shined through. This is the reality in the translation of a scientific fact, you know, that goes perfectly with the ageless wisdom. You know, it's the manifestation. Darkness is just the way we are operating here, three-dimensional world, and the world of duality requires two,
darkness,
you know, elements.
Well, on the collective consciousness, darkness is ignorance.
We could go on about this for hours, and we will be
disclosure
having...
Disclosure is the key to that part of enlightenment, and the more that the collective get this disclosure, and it's coming from all avenues. It's coming from movies, it's coming from music, it's coming from everywhere. But it comes out of us. It comes out of us, and you guys are wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. You know, we are going to be having later this month in the online university, which we hope everyone will participate with, is we will be having what we call an open mic night, where we opened it up to a wide range of questions on all the topics or the e-courses or the information we have posted on the website, and people can just, you know, throw them out and we'll discuss them. But I appreciate the insights, buddy, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. But let's open this up and see if anybody has a question specific to this stellar code or stellar codes in general that we may be able to answer for them, because we are getting to the last of our time slot with the teleconference. Do we have a stellar code question?
No.
I hear crickets.
I hear Ashana.
Yes.
I said I heard the no. No.
So what,
it was beautiful presentation. Such
well, thank
beautiful.
Thank
I
you
really
very much.
Have
now,
no words.
It sounds like someone's got a bird. Does that person with a bird have a question on the stellar code?
Yes, somebody's
okay.
Talking about the word.
We've got just a few minutes left. If nobody has a question on the stellar code, does anybody have any other question? We'll go ahead and hit it while we're here. All right, I don't hear any other questions. So what we will do is we will go ahead and wrap up this evening, and then for those that came in late or for those that weren't able to participate with this particular teleconference, we'll be putting it live on the website tomorrow in a couple of files so you'll be able to listen to them. And we hope to see everybody that came here this evening participate with this particular stellar code, with the program in general, and we'll work forward together. So
what
thank you. Thank
what
you.
Website would that be?
Humanityhealing.net.
Okay.
And that's the main Humanity Healing website. I'll just explain this real quick. We have several. There's Humanity Healing Network, which is humanityhealing.net. That's our main website, and that's where we run the online university out of. We have humanityhealingcommunity.com, which is our community network. And we have a lot of groups there, and people interact and talk, and it's a way to all come together.
We have support groups in all realms and levels, including support group for suicide attempts or women with abuse. We have a very exclusive study groups.
And we have
an entire group of just for Ascension Syndromes.
We have Ascension Support Groups, which is run by Ashana, who was the person that we just happened to hear a little while ago. And so that's a very good website to connect with people of like mind, which is why it was created.
They're going through the same process.
And last but not least, we have humanityhealing.org, and this is the nonprofit that everything was built around to do. This is where we do our humanitarian spiritual activism project, where we currently have things going on and we're in the process of upgrading this website also, but we've got Humanity Healing in Africa. We've got it in projects here in the United States. We have some projects in India, but this is the .org. But the one for the university that we were talking about is humanityhealing.net, and join us there. Take a look, and we've got calendar of events, all sorts of things, and that's where we put a lot of our writing. That's where we put all our writings out.
Are you familiar with the Mississippi Delta?
Yes.
That's where I'm from, and that's where I am. And there's a very good need for this type of information, so I try to spread it, you know, everywhere I go. So I use your website, but isn't this the Ing site part of this?
The Ning site is humanityhealing.ning.com is the Ning platform is what the Humanity Healing community is based on. You can get to it through either portal, but it's the
I
same.
That's
it's
where
same
I got
community.
The email from, because I got an email
probably,
and I felt
so
in the spirit to call in and touch base.
Well,
with
yes. I'm so glad you did.
Yeah, and we're going to be putting on till the end of this week one of our first self-attunements on stellar codes. It will be on a free ebook, so it's one of the constellation of Delphinus, which is the cosmic heavenly dolphin, which is an interesting and a very powerful self-attunement. This will not need a lot of tender love and care. That's what we do when we do the hardcore ones that we explained tonight. They are, there are a lot of psychological process that can come about, and we always accompany everybody personally. But this is a stellar code that can be done more in the self-attunement, and will be on the e-books.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I just realized that when we talked about the stellar code night, we didn't discuss what the archetypical journey was, which is, you know, we
didn't
step down and based on the 12 labors of Hercules. And these are the apples of the Hercules.
Yeah, well,
Hercules.
Yes.
But that's up there on the humanityhealing.net website, so you can access and look at it there. It's in the online university section. for the members of the university and the stellar codes of the Online Resource Center, and you can download the guidebook for the stellar code formula, which has got the archetypical journey in it. But I'm afraid we're almost out of line. Is there any last question on the stellar codes this evening?
Well, a lot of people don't want to ask.
Okay.
And I'm just like, oh my God, this woman is crazy.
What?
I'm not going to ask her a question.
All right. In that case, we would like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Bless your hearts.
If you have any question that comes upon you, please contact us directly in contact@humanityhealing.net. And I will be more than glad to answer any questions.
The other place that's easy to reach us, if you go to the humanityhealing.net website, there's a contact form right there that you can just, if you don't remember the email, just type it in there and send it. We'll get it. We'll answer. So thank you, everybody, for joining us this evening, and you all have a blessed evening, and we look forward to...
Can I get something, please?
Yes.
Very quick. Very important.
Yes.
Very important for people who decided to have an attunement. You have to prepare themselves.
Yes.
Because without a preparation and approach to that very seriously, you hardly will get all benefits of attunement. And
that's
preparation,
correct.
Actually, to attunement included in the manual. And
yes.
Very important to follow up exercises, to perform those exercises and read the spiritual and historical background of this, just to have a full understanding. But when you come to the attunement, don't you expect that everything will come itself without active participation in this attunement, the beauty of it will greatly diminish.
Yes, and that's what we call when we send the exercises before on the guidebook, now in the appendix books, it's basically a process of entombment, which means attuning internally to receive the outside attunement.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
What Ashana said is very important. The preparation the psychological, the mental, and emotional preparation
and
to receive the attunement.
Spiritual
is very important because we are emulating rites of passage, an ancient rites of passage, and how it has been done for generations, for centuries, for millennia. And, you tend to reinsert yourself in our archetypical journey and archetypical experience. And it's important for us, with this daily crazy life that we have, to prepare enough to receive it. And I can guarantee you, your mind shifts, not because of us, but because you will discover inside of yourself an entire different universe that it was never touched. And there's no reward that you can say enough that we will find. But I thank you so much, Ashana, for putting this. I was such in this rhythm to express everything about the stellar code, and I forgot the warning signs.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're welcome. I'm glad. I feel like it's very essential for everybody.
Yes.
I noticed how other people coming depends on their level of participation in it, what their outcome, and on my own experiences, and I can say that without preparation, it will be very, very little.
Yes. It's still there. The energy is still there, and it can be reenacted in any point. But I appreciate that. Anybody has any other questions? You're going to close that.
Yeah, because we're about to get cut off. So if there's a quick question, we'll answer it. If not, we will say goodnight to everybody. So going once? Going twice? Three times. All right.
Ta-da!
Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we look forward to working with you and talking to you in the future. Take care.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Let's smoke.
Good night.
Night.
Right.
Okay.